regular council meeting for June 27th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic stands one nation, God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thanks, thank you, prayer.
Dear Lord, bless this body, guide us tonight, and well.
Can we have a roll call?
Here. Here.
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Blaine Chatton.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Harry Yocum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Okay, and the agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Approval of the minutes from the 13th? 13th meeting?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the minutes as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Blaine Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I attended the solid waste meeting today at 8 o'clock, and I have all the minutes and everything if anybody'd like to look through.
Anything else? Not report of city officers. Chief Sonny Pinkston.
Okay, we're good. Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Vincennes Fire Department. Mayor Yocum, President Rose, Vice President Salters, and members, distinguished members of the City Council. As we are nearing the completion of the first half of 2016, I appreciate you allowing me this time to update you on the projects, program, and challenges being faced by your fire department. First and foremost, I would like to report on firefighter Adam Ray, who sustained a major injury while fighting the fire at 710 North 11th on the 14th of this month. Firefighter Ray has undergone surgery for severe fracture to his right lower leg that included 9 screws and a plate to repair the broken bones of his tibia, fibula, as well as the ankle. Adam is home with his family, and I just spoke with him about 2 hours ago, and he is doing better. He is doing much better. They are putting a boot on him today, but he is not able to have any weight bearing for up to 8 weeks, and they're calling for the rehab to take 4, maybe 6 months on his rehab, but looking for him to come back to work. See that as a encouraging sign. Year to date, we have responded to 1,313 calls for assistance. This is 200 responses above where we were this time last year. Some of the major projects that we are undertaking, the assistance to firefighters grant or the AFG. Spoke with the council last year around budget time whenever we had budget hearings, and then with the new council members that were coming in, this is something that I brought up. Applied to replace all of our radios, including base stations, mobiles, and portables, at a cost of $231,991, with a department match amount of $11,600 if we can get that. Also within this grant is another request to install backup generators at our 4 firehouses. Currently, we do not have any backup power at any of our stations. So that if I hope we get this grant, but if we don't, we have contingency. I'm trying to put in a contingency plan of buying like so many radios each budget year for the next 5 years because our radios are being phased out. Those which we have now, you're no longer going to be able to buy parts for. But if we do not get this, I would also like to challenge the council to help us to maybe get one backup generator per station per year, and maybe on a capital outlay of look at maybe 4 years of getting all stations outfitted with some type of backup power. The cost for the generators is $98,368.54. That's for all four. And then our department match on that would be $4,919. So the total grant that was applied for is $330,359.54 with a city or total department match of $16,519. So let's keep our fingers crossed that we can get this because we're getting a lot for, I know $16,000 is a lot of money, but much easier if we can get it that way. The grant awards began in May, and the cycle customarily runs into the month of September. As of today's date, I have not received any formal notification that we are to receive this grant, but on a good note, we haven't received a denial either. There are some departments that have received denials, and I have received some encouraging inquiries from FEMA requesting further information on our grant. So I'm seeing that as a good sign. Our rescue boat, we have talked about that, and we're almost there. We just received a $10,000 grant from the Vandenberg County Community Foundation Alliance. The grant is on behalf of Tammy Foreman, who is the advisor for the Knight Township Volunteer Fire Department Fund. Tammy is the wife of Henderson Fire Chief Scott Foreman. I first met Scott Foreman back in February when he contacted me and requested that I become an evaluator for his assistant chief hiring process, which I gladly accepted. Spent 2 days down at Henderson Fire Department, had never met him. I really don't know how he got my name, but I was one of their evaluators and made a good friendship with him and a very good contact with him, as you can see. Through that, we were able to receive a $10,000 grant from the Vandenberg County Community Foundation. We recently received a $6,000 grant from Wind Energy Foundation. They graciously awarded us this year the largest amount given out locally. Am I correct on that, Chief Carroll? Yes. We have also, in the year or so that we have been soliciting donations, received $10,910.39 through private donations from individuals and businesses, which brings our total to just under $27,000 or $26,910.39. Within this amount is $2,000 donated on behalf of the Beverly Tyson family. Her memorial donations went to the Vincennes Fire Department, and they graciously said that we could use it for this project. So with that amount, we are able to purchase the main boat. We still have to get some more funds to get the safety equipment and some of the sonar equipment. Am I correct on that? But this will give us the money to purchase the main boat and trailer. Now we also, I know we were asking for upwards of $50,000, so we're about $15,000 to $20,000 short of our intended $45,000 to $50,000 goal. With that main goal, or with that total goal, we were going to also purchase a soft side or a Zodiac type boat that we could use in low water flooding rescue operations. So we're still going to work towards that, of trying to achieve that goal also. We did apply for one of our firefighters, Zach Westfall and Chief Gerald worked together, and they were successful in receiving the Indiana Homeland Security Foundation grant in the amount of $3,864.40, which this amount, or These monies will be used to purchase cold weather ice water rescue equipment. We currently don't have anything for our firefighters. In the event that we have any type of cold weather rescue. So that's what I want to say. Congratulations to those guys for writing and receiving this. Mayor Yoakum and I are working on the replacing of the number 2 firehouse, which is on College Avenue. We're presently in the feasibility portion of this project. Mayor Yoakum and I are exploring different avenues to see if there are any assistance programs to help offset the cost of this project so we can have the minimal impact as possible on the taxpayer. But we do have to do something with that firehouse, and we have to do something with it soon. That is one of the major projects that we are working on right now, along with replacing the truck that is at that station. Myself, along with our truck committee, and within that committee, it consists of firefighters who will be operating out of that truck and out of that station. I feel like they're going to be working out of that truck. They should have input into that truck on what goes on that truck, what kind of equipment they want on that truck. So we're working and aggressively working towards finalizing the truck specifications for bid. We've had numerous meetings, attended the FDIC up in Indianapolis, which is the Fire Department Instructors Conference, to look at different manufacturers' apparatus that they have. Every vendor in the world is there. It's the largest trade show for firefighting in the world. We visited neighboring departments to look at their new apparatus, and currently have another meeting planned for this Thursday at 7 p.m., which is when I hope that we can finalize our specifications, and this will allow us to advertise and place the apparatus out for bid. Hope to have that done within the next 30 days. Another project, currently replacing the battalion chief's vehicle, who is our shift commander's. They're operating out of a late 90s Ford F-250 pickup truck. Purchasing them a new vehicle will serve more than one purpose, besides the obvious that it's time to be replaced. I'm looking at taking the truck that they're currently using now, placing that vehicle out at Station 3 or the station out of Vincennes University, and with purchasing of our boat, being able to pull the boat quickly with that, and also placing some of our frontline hazardous materials and confined space monitoring and containment equipment on that truck, so that in the unfortunate event of a hazardous spill, we can have the equipment with us. And our hazmat director, who has been called to go out of town a couple of times here lately, can just jump in that vehicle and go. So it does serve two purposes. Also looking at a way to secure funding to purchase a UAV, a utility all-terrain vehicle, to be used for both medical coverage as well as firefighting capabilities. You can buy 2 separate skids that can be placed in the cargo area of the UAV, one each for medical and one for firefighting. And these skids can be swapped out depending on what your current need is at that time. Really feel like this would be a valuable piece of equipment that we can utilize for the special events, such as, you know, the rendezvous, the July 4th, and any festivals that our city may have, which, as we all know, are many throughout the year. For such a small town, I think we probably have more visitors per capita than most cities. I mean, you take 18,000 citizens, and we bring in, what, 25 to 30 just for the rendezvous alone. So I am passionate about getting this going too, but you know, I'm trying to find ways to maybe get grant monies because our budget is so tight. But also, and maybe of more importance, I'm trying to look forward and plan for our city's implementation and construction of the Riverwalk project. As we all know, this will without a doubt bring many more visitors and residents to our Wabash River waterfront, which is a good thing. We're trying to implement this vehicle as soon as possible to have these capabilities shall some type of unfortunate accident occur while the construction workers are constructing it, you know, down along the river. We want to be able to get down there to help them, you know, if God forbid something does happen. We plan to make this equipment available to any other city department that may need it or need to utilize it for whatever reason. We are also exploring the potential of this vehicle being able to pull the rescue boat. I do not know personally, but I've been told that this type of vehicle can pull a boat trailer. But I don't know that for a fact. And I'm looking at the total preliminary cost of this project not to exceed $25,000. We have re-implemented our investigative division under then Chief Yoakum and myself. We established our fire investigative division back in, Mayor, it was like 2004, 5, somewhere around there. To better serve in determining cause and origin of fire. Since becoming chief, this is one division that I feel strongly about, and we have had numerous members show an interest in getting it back up and running, which we have. We've done just that. Our role is to assist the State Fire Marshal's Office along with the Vincennes Police Department in conducting the most thorough investigation possible. I know the fire that firefighter Ray was hurt on, I myself put in about 54 hours in a 3-day period there, but it did pay off. We followed many leads, and it did pay off, and that I'm happy for. I'd be amiss if I didn't talk about, you know, some of the budgetary and administrative issues. That's a large part of my role as fire chief. I feel like it's the second most important role that I can play, first of which and will always be the safety of the firefighters and the public in turn. It's just constantly trying to do more with less, and that's all of our jobs. You know, we all know that. But an extremely vital portion of leading any department is to be fiscally responsible for the taxpayers' dollars, because that's who we work for. And I feel we are doing just that with the grants and donations we are seeking for the projects that I had listed above. But with that comes challenges, and we are no different in those challenges as any other department. Right now, overtime is hurting us. Overtime is killing us. We're budgeted yearly for an amount of $60,000 per year. Currently, we have depleted over $46,000, or 77% of our overtime monies. The main cause has been to staff. We have to staff overtime shifts for firefighters who are injured or have to have surgery to repair an injury. We currently have 4 firefighters off on extended leave due to illness or injury. And since the first of the year, we have always had at least one, most of the time, more than one firefighter off since the first of this year. It's just been a rough year. But we do have to staff with, you know, minimum staffing of 10. 2 of the 3 shifts have 12 members on them. And you take a vacation, an MTO, and if one of the guys wants to use some of their FLSA time, which they have worked for, then that's an automatic overtime. Plus you got one person off. So there are some times we have 2 and 3 overtimes per day, per shift. That's costing upwards of $1,500 a day just to pay for the overtime. So within the very near future, our overtime bank will be deplenished, because I do like to keep $10,000 or so in there to pay during the holidays. So if we do have to order guys back during the holidays, that it'll be for pay and not banking of their hours. But within the near future, we will have to resume banking the overtime hours, which is nothing more than increasing a debt that the city owes. Right now, the city owes its firefighters over $125,000 in banked FLSA wages. And that's just going to keep getting larger and larger, but as guys take their time off too, so it's kind of a 6 of 1, half dozen of another. When a guy takes 24 hours off and then we have to pay 24 hours for that overtime, it's better for us as a city to pay it now than to pay it later whenever that firefighter retires. So, you know, we're kind of, and if you guys have any more, you know, further questions on any of this after I'm done, I don't want to take up an hour here, but any questions, feel free to call me. I'll sit down with any of you or as a committee, whatever. But another part that is hitting us hard right now is apparatus repairs. We've had a rash of fire truck repairs this year, most of which have been to engine 2, which is the one that we're getting ready to replace. But we've also spent more than usual on our aerial apparatus, tire 1, our ladder truck. We just haven't got the bills yet, but I would probably venture to say that the repairs last week that we had Global from Indianapolis come down and work on that truck. The alternator went out. The alternator alone was $4,000. That's not including any labor, just the alternator. It's probably going to be a $5,000 plus repair on that truck. But we're budgeted for $40,000 a year for apparatus maintenance. As of right now, I'm projecting by the end of July, we're going to have over 75% of that spent. That's the cost of doing business. We've got to keep our trucks on the road. So, with that in mind, you're probably going to be seeing me again to do some transfers or some reappropriation for things like repairs. And all is not gloom and doom. You know, the aforementioned matters are just everyday items that go along with running a business, and the fire department is a vital business within our larger business, the city. You know, the good Lord, he gives us challenges, but he never gives us more than we can take. So I welcome it. You know, I've had some of the guys come to me and they're like, man, how, you know, it's every day, it's this and that and the other. I enjoy it. I enjoy what I do. And solving problems is, I enjoy solving problems. But last year we finished with a substantial deficit that had to be supplemented with edit funds. Although supplementation is a common practice with fire departments facing the revenue challenges that we do with, you know, we all know the revenue challenges we face with the property base and the tax and non-for-profits and everything. So, you know, supplementation is not uncommon. I do foresee us finishing this year at or near a balanced budget, though. Our first tax draw was just under $1.14 million, with including $16,000 that I am assuming just under 1.17 something, and then there were $16,000 more put in that I'm assuming was probably from unpaid original property taxes that were paid in June. But customarily, you know, the fall tax draw is larger than the spring. And if that holds true, we should be at or above our budgeted amount of $2.35 million. So I'm really, really happy about that. I feel like, you know, our fire department is moving in the right direction. And just some of these guys out here, you know, they're the most dedicated, hardworking group of men that they enjoy what they do. And that is to serve and protect the citizens and visitors of our great city. They make my job easy. They do. And I want to thank them for that. Also, I had mentioned about about this Board of Works meeting and council that I was going to recognize the firefighters and first responders who saved the three people's lives on Fifth Street. I apologize, I was not able to get all that put together. But I do have it slated for next Board of Works meeting if I could be put on the agenda for that. But I want to recognize the firefighters and first responders, including want to get with Chief Luking and include a couple police officers that, according to my firefighters, you know, it was a cooperative effort in saving lives that day, and that's something I take great pride in is the working relationship now that we have with all departments. I think it's the best now that it's ever been. But I had told you last time that I was going to do this week, but I apologize and I'm gonna have it ready to go for next time. Are there any questions? Yeah, right. As of right now, we are at 200 more calls than we were this time last year.
Breakdown.
I can get you a breakdown, yeah, as far as what he's, you know, fire calls, EMS. You know, I do know, and I'm not sure that publicly this is the time to say this, but, it may be, you know, I try and look at ways that, you know, we can help our repair budget, you know, breakdowns and stuff on trucks. And, you know, one thing is we do a substantial amount of non-emergency calls, if you will, that maybe can be triaged a little bit, that, you know, we don't make hangnails or somebody that's been sick for 2 weeks and they call 911. But again, I don't want to give the impression that we don't want to help, because we do. And whatever we can do, we will do. But, it's, like I said, it's just a million things that go through my mind that I'm trying to figure out ways that we can try and solve some of these issues that we're having. But yes, I can get you a breakdown of what each call is. Is there anything else? Okay, and I apologize, but I am going to have to leave you guys now. I am heading up to Oaktown to the Sunrise Coal Mine. They're doing a tour for the fire chiefs up there, and I'm excited about going 200 feet down in a mine. So if you don't hear from me, or if you hear a loud scream from the north, you know that's me.
I'm looking.
Thanks, Sonny.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Real quick, do you care if we move miscellaneous stuff?
Sure.
Who?
We'll move down to miscellaneous.
Oh, okay.
And that is city engineer making a transfer request.
Transfer some money from my computer services to subscriptions and telephone. I had transferred some out of subscriptions. I didn't know what my, I had the amount wrong on how much I had in that account, and I transferred too much out, so I had to put some back in. Yeah, so I'll get it ironed out this budget process this time around.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
It doesn't require approval, does it?
Does that require a vote?
Wouldn't think so. It's within the department.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, that's, yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the city engineer's transfer request.
Question.
Yep.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
That is approved by a vote of 7-0.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move back to old business. Ordinance 28-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $2,052.50. First reading was June the 13th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 28-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 28-2016.
Ordinance 28-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, $1,052.50.
Discussion.
Yes, we did. Had a public hearing tonight, mm-hmm. And no one was for or against. I was listening to the telephone.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 28-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 28-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 28-2016.
Ordinance 28-2016, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2 for planning and engineering, $2,052.50.
Discussion again.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
And third reading of ordinance 28-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is Ellen Harper, Downtown Revitalization Plan Update.
That is this.
Dang, sorry. Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and President Rose and council members. I'm here just to give you an update of what's been going on and where we're going, because we're going to be seeing a lot of you in the next couple meetings. You received an email today of an update, and Matt Sword had helped me put this together from SIDC. Just general information. As you remember, the city received $40,000 to complete a downtown revitalization plan. The reason we had to do this for facade is because we want to go in for the construction, and we have to have an updated plan. The last one was in 06. We have to have an updated plan to complete, to actually go in for that facade grant. The city contributed $4,445 in local match. When we looked at the project area, we went from 1st Street to 11th Street on Main. So we wanted to take in as much as Main as we could. So we actually went clear down to 11th. That you all passed a resolution, slum and blight resolution, in 2015 for that. The merchants in the city, we've been having a lot of meetings, and we've been meeting with SDG, which is Strategic Development Group out of Bloomington. They are the consultants who's actually putting the plan together for us. We're working with Architect Trio, and Pat Jacobs is the architect that's been meeting with the property owners and meeting with us regularly to let us know what's going on with the buildings. And Ernest Berger Associates, who they look at the piece, whether that be the parking piece, whether it's parking to parks to those pieces, bike lanes, those types of things. So each individual group has their own piece that they do, basically. The next step, what's up now, is we're upon completion, finally, which is exciting. So to be completed, that has to be approved. Plan actually has to be approved by you all and then sent to the state and approved before we can apply for the construction. So that all has to be approved. We are going to be having a public hearing July 11th at your meeting at 5:30. We will be having a public hearing then. SDG will be here to give a brief presentation of their findings and recommendations. And then the city, if you have questions, the public will be asked to be here. And when I say the public, the property owners that's involved downtown, they must attend this meeting. They have to be at the public hearing because they're the ones benefiting out of this. So they will be here also. You as the council will need to approve the resolution approving the downtown plan. And at that point, it'll all go to OCRA for approval at that point. So that's the next step. And today in your emails, you all should have gotten an email from Scott Bergens from SDG with a Dropbox that you can go in, and that plan is there for your review. So you should have a copy of that also that you can go through and look at all the different pieces of it. There's one for the economy. There's one for buildings. There's which buildings would be the facades. So there's different pieces to it. You will see there's repeat in some of it only because each section starts out the same way, basically, with the same basic information. There's demographics, those type of thing. But it would be really helpful if you all would review that before July the 11th. And then Scott will just be giving you a brief scenario of that on the 11th. So, and then the reason to do all of this stuff, and that means your approval and the state approval. Again, like I said, we want to apply for the facade grant. And this is just part of the steps that has to be taken to do that. We are looking at 12 to 15 buildings that will be included in this facade grant. At one time last year, OCRA only offered $400,000. They increased that to $500,000 this year. So the city will be applying for $500,000. It's an 80-20 grant, and that 20% will come from the property owners. We've looked at this in different other communities that's done it, and the property owners, the city will benefit. We all know our Main Street's going to benefit from this work, but the building owners in particular are who's going to benefit the most. So they need to be responsible for that 20%, so we're asking them for the 20%. And at $500,000, I know 20% would be $100,000. And actually, the match will be $125,000. That's because we look at total project costs. So there's architectural work involved, there's environmental review work involved, there's extra pieces to that. So that's why the local match is actually $125,000. So we'll be looking at that. The letter of intent, OCRA has changed how they've done this. The letter of intent is due August the 19th, and what happens at that point, we have to put in, when I say we, the city through SDG, has to put in a letter of intent to the Office of Community and Rural Affairs in Indianapolis, and they have to give basically an scenario of what they're looking at, how many buildings, where those buildings are, all the various pieces. And then after that, the liaison for that for the area will be here and go through that with us to see how we might make our application stronger. The application date is October 14th, and it's not on the piece I gave you, but the awards, as of right now, the awards are supposed to be announced, I believe it's the second week in December is when the award should come out. Now that sometimes changes due to different things at the state, but right now it looks like the second week of December they'll make the award, the announcement of who's awarded. They've set aside $1.5 million in the MSRP, Main Street Revitalization Program. There's $1.5 million set aside, which means that three communities, it's competitive for communities, Main Street communities all over the state to apply, and there will be three communities funded. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed that we're one of those three. So, and then if all goes right, we're awarded, we go through all the steps. Once that happens, it would be next spring, probably late spring, early summer, before we actually see work actually starting in downtown Vincennes. So, questions? Yes, and what we're going to do, a public hearing before that at 5:30 is what we're going to do. Yes, yes, and they know they've got 30 minutes. That's it, because they know your council meeting starts at 6, and they've all been warned. They have no more time than that. So it's public hearing at 5:30 on July 11th, and basically what we're going to be asking for that night is your approval of the plan, and then on the 25th, it'll work the same way, public hearing at 5:30, and that is just the public hearing for to actually submit the letter in August for the construction grant. That makes sense?
So the matching funds, where you said the $125,000, you're asking the Main Street owners that you guys would pick, mm-hmm. you're going to ask those people that they're going to put the money up for
correct.
That?
Correct, correct. And what's happened is we had, when we sent letters out, each individual property owner from First Street to 11th Street, and when I say 11th, I guess it's actually 12th because it actually went to Helping Us Hands. They all got letters. They were all invited to participate, and we had 37 property owners that came forward and said, I'd like to know more. And at that point, then we sent another letter out, and we had a meeting here. We called a meeting for them all to come in, and they heard from Pat Jacobs, Architect Trio. They heard from Matt Sword, SIDC. They've heard from us to know what would be they'd be responsible for. So there, at that point, there was 26 people. 37 of them attend. Then there was 26 of those folks who actually got their paperwork back to us. Some of them decided that they didn't want to participate for whatever reason, or they didn't have the 20% match at this point. So we got paperwork back from 26 of those, and Pat Jacobs has looked at those buildings, and because we have a very large downtown and we've got a great fabric of downtown, we will have to actually set up a scoring committee to actually sit down and review those and actually go through and score out and basically pick who is the 12 to 15. And we say 12 to 15 because one property owner may need $50,000 done, one may need $20,000 done. So we don't know what those costs are at this point. Pat is still working on all of that. Does that make sense, Tim? Okay. Anything else? We just wanted to make you guys aware of where we were and where we would be on your agenda for the next meetings in July, just to kind of update you to make you aware of what's going on. But those public hearings will be before your 6 p.m. meetings, both of those times. Okay? Yes. Yes, yes. Everything is going through Dave. Yes. We're running everything through Dave. That's right, yes. And I have to say we've been fortunate because other communities have done this in the past and have a great, they've already got it all there. We've basically been able just to take what they've had and tweak it to make it work for Vincennes, whether that be the scoring or anything else that we're looking at working on. So, okay. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Next is Ordinance 29-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $72,246 from Edit.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 29-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 29-2016.
Ordinance 29-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, formal parts section 1 and 2, all from Edit, total amount $72,246. Your next meeting, I'll bring an amended ordinance, the $24,000 for KCDC.
It's in the total, but not
in the total.
It was advertised, it's in the total, it just got dropped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Nothing to see here.
So we're just talking Heritage Trail, second to Niblack, and then KCDC, right? Mm-hmm. All right.
Question? Yes.
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 And first reading of Ordinance 29-2016 passes by a vote of 7. Next is Ordinance 30-2016, an ordinance amending and supplementing Ordinance Number 13-2016, inserting the acquisition, construction, and improvement by the City of Vincennes of its waterworks utility and to provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 30-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 30-2016.
Ordinance Number 30-2016, an ordinance amending and supplementing Ordinance 13-2016, acquisition, construction, improvement by the City of Vincennes, waterworks utility, and revenue bonds, and other matters. Section 123, requirement from bond insurance bank. And their comfort. Other parts of the ordinance. Build America. Prince Company. Bam.
Okay.
Discussion.
I mean, it just seems like a wording thing. So is that something that we're going to need to approve all tonight just to get it done with?
Bonds close tomorrow, so.
All right, so it would be something that we need to take care of tonight, then.
All right. Call for the question, then.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Revlett.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 30-2016 passed by a vote of 7-2.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 30-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of Ordinance 30-2016.
Ordinance Number 30-2016, an ordinance amending and supplementing Ordinance Number 13-2016, on waterworks, formal parts, 1, 2, 3, including
question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 302016 passed by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to suspend the rules so we can have third and final reading.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Brown to have, to suspend the rules and have third reading of ordinance 302016.
Question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Quilty?
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 7-0.
Go ahead. Would you want to say something?
No, I'll make a motion for third reading.
Motion by.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chapman, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 302016.
Ordinance number 302016, ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 302016. Water requirement of the bond. One.
Question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
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 And third and final reading passed by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 312016, an ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance number 142016 concerning the acquisition, construction, improvement by the City of Vincennes of its sewage works utility to provide for issuance of revenue bonds and other matters connected therewith.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 312016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Grove to have first reading of ordinance 312016.
Ordinance number 312016, omitting formal parts, 1, 2, 3, sewage portion bond requirement.
Discussion.
Call. Question.
Call for the question.
Ryan Quilty?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dan Rogers?
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 312016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 312016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Grove to have second reading of ordinance 312016.
312016, ordinance amending ordinance 1426, sewage work bond. 1, 2, and 3, requirement of the bond insurance.
Discussion.
Question.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Quilty?
Yes.
Rhodes?
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 312016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to suspend the rules so we can have third and final reading on ordinance 31.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Brown to suspend the rules for third reading. 31-2016.
Question.
Shirley Rhodes?
Yes.
Ken Salter?
Yes.
Dan Rogers?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Quilty?
Yes.
That's approved by a vote of 7-0.
Yeah. Third and final reading, ordinance 312016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 312016.
Ordinance number 312016, ordinance amending and supplementing ordinance 1, 2, 3, requirement.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 312016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 2-2016. Common Council of the City of Vincennes, a resolution renewing the urban enterprise zone of the City of Vincennes, Indiana for a 1-year extension.
Make a motion to read resolution 2-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to read Resolution 2-2016.
Resolution 2-2016, Common Council of the City of Vincennes, resolution renewing the urban enterprise zone of the City of Vincennes for a one-year extension of living formal parks. Common Council hereby extends the term of the UTC one-year period up to including the 31st day.
This is a technical resolution.
Let Jim do it first. Jim's there, so I don't know.
Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Rose and all council members, this is a resolution that will get us revenue, not cost us money. We can extend this for a year from December 31st of 2016 to December 31st of 2017. I'm sure we will be back about a year from now to try to extend it for another 5 years, which would be our limit at that time. But appreciate a resolution to do just that, and we'll continue our work.
And I will say that this is a major tool in getting development downtown and in the zone. It's really come in handy. It's been used by Pioneer Oil, by Mike Seavers in the hotel. It's
by the Indiana Military Museum. By numerous other people.
Copios. It is.
We try to improve the look of the zone and so forth, and provide money to help people fix up the outsides of their building, make our downtown look better. And of course, you know, what Ellen's doing with NVIN is going to do that too, and I think we really have some point.
I might make one clarification. Next time, the five-year renewal must be taken before the state. And IEDC board. So this is the last time we'll be requesting a extension from the council.
Yeah. Hopefully that will be approved.
Hope so too, yes.
All right. Any other questions?
No, thank you. Call for the question. Yes.
Yes.
With my association with the UEZ, I abstain.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
And Resolution 2-2016 passed by a vote of 6-0 with one abstention. Okay, claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $459,160.85.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $459,160.85.
Question.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Frank Patton.
Yes.
Brian Crowe.
Yes.
Sherry Crowe.
Yes.
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 Claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. We've already taken care of miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So I'll move.